Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Joan Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Well, good evening and welcome to the West Plains High School Gym. We've got the Zizza Boys basketball action for you tonight. West Plains Zizza Boys taking on the Poplar Bluff Mules. And this is your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 3 minutes and we'll talk some Zizza Boys basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, we're heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes, and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
A message from Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, changed insurance plans? Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Everyone can use a little free, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy two adult buffets, get one free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10. Now that's a big deal, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School Gym. We've got Zizzer Boys basketball action coming up for you. Poplar Bluff Mules are in town to take on the West Plains Zizzers. And so far tonight, the freshman contest, Poplar Bluff won it 47-33. In the JV contest, Poplar Bluff won 41-30. So now the Zizzer Boys are trying to salvage just one of the three games here tonight, hoping to pull out a win here in the varsity contest. Poplar Bluff comes in at 7-6 on the season. Zizzers come in at 5-7 on the season. And Zizzers are averaging 61.9 points a game on offense. They're giving up 63.5 points per game on defense. And Poplar Bluff is only averaging 49.7 points per game in offense, and they're only giving up 51.8 points per game. So this is either going to be a kind of a high-scoring game or it's going to be a low-scoring game. We'll just have to wait and see what happens here in the ball game tonight. For the Zizzers, Coach Mason Miller, he'll have Ethan Tuma, Jared Crabb, Josiah Long, Jacob Moore, and Clayton Robbins starting for the Zizzer varsity squad. And for Coach Will Durden of Poplar Bluff, he'll have Markel Hurd, Jay Edmondson, Dallas Williams, Brendan Durden, and Sammy Durden. And yes, Brendan and Sammy are the coach's sons. So that's who will be starting for Coach Will Durden and his Poplar Bluff Mules as they come in at 7-6 on the season. Zizzers coming off that win over Salem, Missouri in overtime last Wednesday night. And they're looking to make it two in a row here, the Zizzers are, and looking for their sixth win of the season. The Zizzer boys, after tonight, they will be traveling to Ozark, Missouri on this Friday night, take on the Ozark Tigers, and that's Friday night. Now, Thursday night, we'll be right back here at the Zizzer Gym. And the Lady Zizzers will be hosting the Rolla Lady Bulldogs this Thursday night. We'll have those two ball games, the Rolla game and the Ozark game on Friday. Both those games will be on the radio for you. JV starting at 4:30 with the, I should say freshmen starting at 4:30 with the JV and varsities to follow. But we're getting ready for Zizzer Boys basketball tonight. It's Poplar Bluff and the West Plains Zizzers. We'll take another break. You're listening to the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups announced for you here at Zizzer High School. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false, real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False.
Gotcha. I'll just play them until you tell me not to.
Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull-behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a pair of keys. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Savings, service, great selection too. Bev does it all for you.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their physicians, all former athletes, get it when it comes to sports injuries.
I'm Dr. Russ Rawls. I played sports, my kids play sports, so I have a personal understanding of what sports injuries mean to athletes of all ages, and so do my partners. We'll provide customized, comprehensive treatment plans to get you back in your game.
For expertise in sports injury treatment, see Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by February 15th for April 1st pickup or March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options from feed, including organic options to supplies. Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store. Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at SouthernHillsAutoPlaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Corey. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Corey today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Corey. They rock so you can roll.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my
taking
voice.
Taking it to after this.
J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone. 417-256-7628 and go Zizzers.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the West Plains High School gym as we've had the teams introduced. First of all, Papa Bluff, like we said, Mark Elbert, Jay Edmondson, Dallas Williams, Brendan Durden, and Sammy Durden for Coach Bill Durden and his Papa Bluff Bills, who are 7-6 on the season. And the Zizzer is being introduced right now. Ethan Tuma, the first one out. Jared Kraft. Next up will be Josiah Long, Jacob Moore, and then Clayton Robbins. Those will be the five starters for the West Plains Zizzer Boys under Coach Mason Miller. Zizzer Boys are 5-7 on the season. So I hope you've enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show as we get ready to jump this one off. And it's going to be Sammy Durden to do the honors for Poplar Bluff. Sammy is the 6'4 sophomore. His brother Brendan is 6'1 senior. Peyton Robbins will be jumping center forward and zizzers. And here we go. Popper Bluff controls the tip. And it is Williams on the left wing. Shot no good. And it's going to be out of bounds on the zizzers. And it'll be Popper Bluff ball on the baseline. And so Popper Bluff will have Edmondson to throw it in. Gets it in the right corner. Up top they go to Hurd. On the left wing, three-pointer is no good, but the rebound comes down. The shot up, no good by Williams, and the Zizzers with the rebound. Kraft will bring it up the floor. Gives it up to Tuma up top. Tuma on the left side goes to Kraft up top. Kraft goes back door to Long underneath. He'll kick it back out. Tuma's going to fire a three. It is no good. And the rebound comes down to Popper Bluff, and now we got a foul on the Zizzers. Probably going to be Jacob Moore, I believe. No, it's not. Foul's going to go against Clayton Robbins. That'll be the first on Robbins, first team foul on the Zizzers. No score here as we've almost played 1 minute of the ball game. On the right side, that'll be Hurd on the wing. He'll go up top to Williams. Now on the right wing, once again, that'll be Hurd. Cross court now to Williams on the left wing. Up top is Brendan Durden. And the three out of the corner is good by Hurd. And Pop the Bluff is on the board, 3-0. Tuma with the basketball. He'll bring it up across the timeline. And they're going to say he double dribbled. Turnover on the Zizzers. Popper Bluff will get the basketball on the side. So bringing it up the floor will be Brendan Durden. He'll go left side now. That's Edmondson back up to Durden. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Zizzers. It'll be Popper Bluff basketball on the side by the Zizzer bench. And Edmondson will do the honors to throw it in. Up top to Brendan Durden on the right side. Edmondson on the wing. Back to Brendan up top. Now that's Williams on the left wing. Cross court. Gives it up to Edmondson on the right wing. Up top to Brendan. Hurd with the basketball now. Edmondson up top. Long three from the right wing is no good. Long with the rebound for the Zizzers. 6:02 to go here in the first quarter, and it's 3-0. Jared Kraft will fire the three. It's no good, and the rebound comes down to Sammy Durden. Edmondson brings it up for the Mules. Up top, that will be Brendan. And a jumper is going to be good by Williams for Popper Bluff. And it's a 5-0 ball game. Mules on top, 5.5 to go, first quarter. Long up top, gives it up to Robbins on the left wing. Robbins trying to drive, pulls up for the jumper. It's good. And the Zizzers are on the board, 5-2 with 5:20 to go here in the first quarter. Zizzers knock it away, but it's run down by the Mules. Down on the block underneath, they'll kick it back out. It'll be Williams. He'll give it up to Edmondson now in the lane. And the three is no good. And over the back, we got a foul on Hurd. That'll be his first team foul on Popper Bluff. 5-2 is your score. Popper Bluff leads it with 5:01 to go first quarter. Robbins with the basketball. Robbins will bring it across the timeline. Trying to spin, going down the lane. He's going to be fouled. Clayton Robbins will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers. And it's going to be Hurd picking up the foul, and that is his second team foul on Popper Bluff. Clayton Robbins to the free throw line. Makes the first one. Cuts the Mules' lead down to two. Checking into the ball game will be Lathan, and Hurd will come out for the Mules. All right, Robin's second free throw is good. And it's a 5-4 Hartford Bluff lead with 4:50 to go first quarter. As to Latham on the right side, gives it up to Edmondson. Edmondson driving the baseline, kicked it up top, and a long three is going to be no good by Williams. Rebound comes down to the Zizzers. Kraft will bring it up the floor. Jared Kraft pulls up the free throw line, shot no good. Rebound comes down to Latham. He'll bring it up the floor for Poplar Bluff. Up top, that's Edmondson. Right side, they go down into the corner to Sammy Durden. Shot up, no good. And he's down, and he might have hurt an ankle or something. He's going to get up. He's limping. And now, timeout, official's timeout is called as Sammy Durden is limping over to the side. And coming in will be the 6'8 sophomore Justin Briscoe for Poplar Bluff. So Zizzers will inbound on the side from the official's timeout. Long will throw it in. Gets it to Tuma. And the Zizzers will set the offense. Moore over to Kraft on the right side. Back to Moore on the right wing, up top to Robbins. Now it's Kraft on the right wing. Jacob Moore underneath, and he scores. And it's a 6-5 Zizzer lead with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Brendan Durden up top gives it up to Latham. Now over to Williams on the right side. Williams on the wing goes up top to Edmondson. Around the horn they go. Back up top to Edmondson. And it's knocked away. Ethan Tuma with the steal. Tuma gives it up to Moore. Jacob Moore inside and scores on the left-handed layup. And Parker Bluff wants a timeout. 8-5. Zizzers with the lead. 3:16 to go first quarter. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Stream.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edsland Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School. Zizzers lead it 8-5 over Poplar Bluff. 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Poplar Bluff with the basketball. That's Edmondson on the left wing. Edmondson will give it up to Brendan Durden. And now Williams will fire the long three. It's a two. They said his foot was on the line. He's got 4 points in the ball game. His lead is one. Robbins with the basketball. Cross court to Long. Long trying to drive. Goes underneath. Shot up. It's good, and he's fouled. Josiah Long with his first points of the ball game. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. And Latham will get the foul. That's his first, 13 foul on Poplar Bluff. And Josiah Long to the free throw line to shoot one. And it is no good. And he almost ran down the loose basketball, but it will go to Poplar Bluff. 10-7 is your score. Zizzers with the lead, 2.5 to go in the first quarter. And it'll be Brendan Durden with the basketball. Edmondson up top. Latham now on the left wing. Latham back to Edmondson up top, right side. That will be Williams on the wing. Edmondson up top. They go inside. Turnaround jumper is no good. And Jacob Moore with the rebound for the Zizzers. Kraft will bring it across the timeline. Clayton Robbins fires a long three. It is good. Clayton Robbins with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And the Zizzers lead it by six. And Williams misses the long jumper. Here comes the Zizzers up the floor. Crash with the basketball. Robbins will be top of the key. Hits another three. Late Robbins with a community first banking company. West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer three-pointer. Zizzers lead it 16-7. And now we've got a foul on the Zizzers. Probably going to be Josiah Long, I believe. And it is. Long picks up his first. And it's the second team foul on the Zizzers. Pomper Bluff will inbound on the side. Minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Zizzers lead it 16-7. And Long steals the pass. Josiah Long scores on the layup. Pomper Bluff wants timeout, 18-7. Zizzers lead it 122 to go first quarter. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection too.
Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine welcomes Dr. Nick Souter to their practice. Dr. Souter shares what drew him to the area.
Our family loves outdoor activities like camping and fishing, and there are just so many of those opportunities in this region for those adventures. I love the spirit of community here in both the medical community and in general. It's just a welcoming and exciting place to raise a family.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School. Zizzers lead at 18-7. Minute 10 to go here in the first quarter. Pomper Bluff with the basketball. Underneath, shot is no good. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer Basketball. As that one went off the hands of Brendan Durden. And Sammy Durden comes right back in. He's doing okay now. He got his ankle taped up. So he's in. And Briscoe, the 6'8 sophomore, will come out. Tuma with the basketball. Now Pomper Bluff trying to double team. They'll knock it out of bounds. Jared Kraft with the basketball. Kraft. And they're going to have a foul on Pomper Bluff. And it's going to go against Latham. That's his second. That's the fourth team foul on Pomper Bluff. Zizzers will inbound on the side. Tuma will throw it in. Goes to Clayton Robbins. And Moore with the basketball on the right side. Jacob Moore, I don't see how that wasn't a foul. But anyway, now Tuma steals the basketball. He'll wait for his teammates to come the other way. Tuma throws it in long with the basketball. Kraft with it now. Pulls up in the lane for the jumper. It's good. Jared Kraft has his first points of the ball game. It's a 13-point Zizzer lead. 22 seconds to go first quarter. Brendan Durden gives it up to Edmondson. And now Latham, top of the key for three, is no good. Clayton Robbins with the rebound for the Zizzers. Moore with it. Cross the timeline. Gives it to Long. Long over to Tuma, who will fire a three. That one's no good. And that's the end of the first quarter. 20-7. Zizzers with the lead. We're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. As the Zizzers will get the basketball to start the second quarter, Zizzers lead it 20-7. Tuma with the basketball. And he's on the right wing, sends it over to Long. Josiah Long will drive, gets it to Moore. Jacob Moore scores on the inside. He's got six. This is up by 15. Off the bluff with the basketball. And that's a Faulkner into the ball game. Scores Mules. Williams on the right wing. Up top to Edmondson. They'll swing it around the horn. And Faulkner misses the three. But loose ball picked up by Williams. Edmondson with it now on the left side. He'll come to the free throw line in the lane. Jumper is up off the glass and good for Edmondson. His first points of the ball game. Copper Bluff still coming with that three-quarter court zone pressure. Jacob Moore back out to Tuma. Robbins down the left baseline. Shot no good. And Moore will get the rebound. Long will drive down the baseline. Shot up. It's partially blocked. And now Long's going to pick up a foul. That's his second. First team foul here in the second quarter. Four Popper Bluff. Or four West Plains. Long will come out. Aiden Judd will come into the ball game for the Zizzers. 6:54 to go in the first half. Zizzers up 22-9. Brendan Durden will bring the ball up the floor across the timeline on the right wing. Back up top to Edmondson. Now it's Faulkner back to Edmondson up top. Durden driving the baseline, puts the floater up, and it's good by Brendan Durden. His first points of the ball game. Robbins with the basketball. Gives it to Tuma. Kraft with it now on the right side. Judd now back to Kraft on the right wing. He'll come up top. Tuma on the left wing. Robbins will fire a three from the wing. It's no good. Tuma with the rebound. Puts it up and would not fall. Here comes Edmondson up the floor for Poplar Bluff. He'll go straight in. Misses the shot, but Robbins is going to get called for the foul, and that is Robbins' second foul in the ball game. Second team foul on the Zizzers this quarter. And Edmondson will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Poplar Bluff. And the first one's no good. Sammy Durden's going to check back in for Poplar Bluff. And coming out is going to be Hurd. And Edmondson will be shooting one for the Mules. And it is no good. And the rebound comes down to Williams. He'll put the shot up, and it's good. Williams has 6 points to lead Poplar Bluff in the ballgame. And it's a 9-point lead now for the Zizzers. Kraft with the basketball. Gets it up to Judd. Now they go into Clayton Robbins inside. He's going to get fouled. Clayton Robbins will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That foul is going to be on Faulkner. That's his first. That is the first team foul here in the second quarter on Poplar Bluff. Clayton Robbins goes to the line to shoot two, makes the first one. Robbins now with 11 points in the ball game to lead all scores. And the second one is good as well. Zizzers have a 11-point lead now with 5:49 to go in the first half. And it's Durden, Edmondson, Faulkner back up to Edmondson. He'll stop at the free throw line, kicks it out. Williams Now they'll go over Edmondson on the left wing for three, and it's good. Edmondson hits the three. He's got five in the ball game. It's an 8-point Zizzer lead. Kraft will get it up to Robbins. Moore with the basketball. Gives it up. Robbins will pull up for the three. It's good. Peyton Robbins with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer's three-pointer. Zizzer's back up by 11 with 5:09 to go here in the first half. Williams with the basketball. He'll fire a long three. It's no good. And Tuma with the rebound for the Zizzers. Tuma's going to bring it up across the timeline. Kraft now left side. Robbins will fire another three. That one's no good. But Judd with the rebound loses ball underneath. And timeout is called by the Zizzers. 4:48 to go in the first half. Zizzers lead at 27-16. Zizzers want a timeout. We're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 train.
Attention Zizzer fans. The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Now, more West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Zizzers will inbound the ball on the baseline. Tuma will throw it in. As the Zizzers lead it by 11. They'll go into Clayton Robbins. He'll drive down the lane. They're going to get him for a travel. Into the ball game is Landon Montgomery for the Zizzers. And it'll be Brendan Durden to bring it up. Gives it up to Hurd. Hurd on the right side. Back to Brendan. Now they go Edmondson. Edmondson, he'll kick it back out. Long three is up. No good. And right over the back, Hurd just picked up his third foul in the ball game. Second team foul in the quarter on Popper Bluff. Now, Briscoe, the 6'8 sophomore, will come in, and Hurd's going to have to take a seat with those three fouls. 4.5 to go, first half. Up by 11 are the Zizzers. They have the basketball. Tuma will walk it up, gets it to Robbins on the left side. Back to Tuma up top, Kraft on the right side. Tuma on the left side. Now they go Montgomery right side, Kraft up top. Kraft trying to get in the lane. The floater is up and good. Jared Kraft got four in the ball game. Zizzers lead it by 13. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Edmondson up top. They'll go around the horn to Durden. Back up top to the other Durden. And now we're going to have a blocking foul on the Zizzers. Two, they call it on. And it's going to be on Tuma. That's his first. Third team foul on the Zizzers this quarter. And the Popper Bluff will throw it in on the baseline. Edmondson will throw it all the way up top to Williams. Williams on the right side trying to drive. Kicks it back out to Durden on the baseline. Durden's jumper is good. And that's Sammy Durden, his first point for the ball game. 3:40 to go in the first half with the Zizzers up by 11. Tuma gets it to Kraft. Kraft up top. Now Montgomery on the left side, up to Kraft now. Popper Bluff is, their defense is intensifying. Robbins left it short, and here comes Williams the other way. Williams on the baseline. He'll put up a shot, no good. And Judd battling underneath there. Looked like Sammy Durden got over the back of Aiden Judd, but they didn't call it. Montgomery will come out. Moore will come in for the Zizzers. It'll be Popper Bluff ball on the baseline. Edmondson will throw it in. Up top to Williams. Down in the corner is Edmondson. They'll go Briscoe down on the block. He missed the shot. And Durden lost his handle on the basketball. Robbins gets it. Gives it to Tuma. Tuma over to Kraft now. Kraft with the basketball. Robbins on the right side. And now there's a foul as a Briscoe goes over the back of Judd. That's Briscoe's first, third team foul on Poplar Bluff. And the Zizzers will inbound on the baseline with 2:50 to go in the first half. And the Zizzers lead it by 11. Tuma goes in to Clayton Robbins. Robbins shot up his block. A lot of contact. No call. Here comes Williams. Gives it to Durden on the baseline. And then he traveled. So now it'll be Zizzer basketball with 2.5 to go in the first half. Zizzers looking for their first win of the season here at home. Tuma gives it to Robbins. He'll fire another three from the wing. It's no good. Judd with the rebound. Up top, and there's a foul as Edmondson collides with Tuma. That'll be Edmondson's first, and that's a fourth team foul on Poplar Bluff. And Sammy Durden will come out, and into the ball game will be Latham once again. And the Zizzers will inbound on the side. Kraft gets it up. Now Kraft down the corner to Judd. Up top, Tuma. Inside, Jacob Moore. It's blocked by Briscoe. And now we got a jump ball. And it's going to be Poplar Bluff basketball on the jump. So Poplar Bluff will get the basketball on the jump ball call. And Brendan Durden will bring the ball up for the Mules. Gives it back to Edmondson. Edmondson on the right side. That would be Williams. Around the horn, they go to Latham on the left side. Edmondson up top. They'll come over to Williams on the right side now on the wing. Williams tried to go inside. And the Zizzers steal the basketball. Offensive foul going to be called on Jared Kraft. That's his first. Fourth team foul on the Zizzers here in the quarter. And Poplar Bluff will inbound on the side. Durden once again. Right side to Latham. Back up to Durden. Now they'll go Edmondson on the left wing. Down in the corner is Williams. And he missed the shot. And the rebound comes down to Latham. Latham with the basketball. And the dunk is missed by Brendan Durden. And Aiden Judd with the rebound on the missed shot. Missed dunk, I should say. Tuma will fire a three from the baseline. It's good. Ethan Tuma with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer three-pointer. Zizzers have a 14-point lead in the ball game. Their biggest. Durden up top of the basketball. And he's going to get fouled. This may go against Kraft. And it does. Kraft just picked up his second. And that's the 15th foul on the Zizzers. Poplar Bluff will be shooting free throws for the rest of the quarter here, which is a minute and 6 seconds. Brendan Durden at the free throw line makes the first one. He's got 3 points in the ball game. Now Briscoe and Latham come out. Sammy Durden and Faulkner come in. And it'll be Brendan Durden's second free throw is no good. Tuma with the rebound. 1 minute to go in the ball game in the first half with the Zizzers leading by 13. Judd drives the baseline and scores. Aiden Judd with his first point of the ball game. Now it's a 15-point lead for the Zizzers. 46 seconds to go in the half. Williams on the right side. Durden up top around the horn. Faulkner's going to fire the three. It's no good. And Durden on the inside with the rebound and the putback. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Robbins across the timeline for the Zizzers. Gives it to Kraft. Zizzer is probably going to play for the last shot here. Kraft with the basketball. Gives it up to Judd. Up top to Moore. Back to Kraft. Down to 13 seconds to go in the half. Tuma on the left side. Clayton Robbins. Back to Tuma. Tuma will pull up for the jumper. It's no good. Gets the rebound, puts it back up, and it's still no good. Durden with the rebound, and that's the end of the first half, with the Zizzers leading 34-21 over the Poplar Bluff Mules. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show in 3 minutes. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design insurance plans that protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one for auto insurance in the Forbes 2024 World's Best Insurance Companies survey.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a pair of keys. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Service, great selection too. Baird does it all for you.
Here's Dr. Jason McConnell on our uniquely active population and keeping them moving.
Around here, our patients in their 70s, 80s, and 90s are doing things you wouldn't normally expect for their age. It's a blessing to live in such an active community where staying active is a way of life. At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, it's our privilege to help keep them on the go.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we had it all for you.
Looking for power and performance? Head to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Get the rugged Mahindra Roxer utility vehicle with incredible financing. 0% APR for 48 months or take a $3,000 cash discount and split those winter logs with ease. Grab an Oregon 30-ton log splitter for just $14.99. Limited time offers at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School Gym. It is the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. And the West Plains Zizzer Boys lead Poplar Bluff 34-21 here at the half. Zizzer Boys are being led by Clayton Robbins with 15 points in the ball game. 6 points for Jacob Moore. 4 points for Jared Kraft. 3 for Ethan Tuma. 4 points for Josiah Long. And 2 points for Aiden Judd. Nobody in foul trouble right now for the Zizzers. For Poplar Bluff, they're being led by Williams with 6, 5 for Edmondson, 4 for Sammy Durden, and 3 for Brendan Durden. And Markell Hurd has 3 fouls for Poplar Bluff here in the first half. Zizzers led it 20-7 at the end of the first quarter, and they lead it 34-21 here at the half. Poplar Bluff called for 8 fouls in the first half. Zizzers were called for 7 fouls in the first half. It's been a very physical ball game on both ends of the floor. And at times, officials are letting them play a little bit. And then in other times, they'll blow the whistle and they'll call a foul. So we'll have to see what happens here in the second half. Zizzers have have had a pretty good hand shooting the basketball so far in the ball game. So we'll see if that keeps up in the second half. And Zizzer's doing a good job of hitting the boards. Popper Bluff hitting the boards as well, and getting a few second attempts in there as well. 34-21, Zizzer's with the lead over the Popper Bluff Mules here at the half. Well, coming up next week is the 32nd annual Gary Keene Lady Liberator Memorial Basketball Tournament at Bolivar High School. It's going to be different this year. There's no brackets in the tournament. It's going to be a blue pool and a gold pool. In the blue pool, Logan Rogersville, Bolivar, and Ozark. In the gold pool, it will be Smith Cotton, Parkview from Springfield, and the West Plains Ladies Scissors. Now, on Monday, next Monday, January 20th, West Plains Ladies Scissors will play Smith Cotton at 5:30, and then Rogersville will play Bolivar at 7 o'clock. Tuesday night at 5:30, Parkview will play Smith Cotton, and Ozark will play Rogersville at 7 o'clock. Then on Wednesday at 5:30, Parkview will play the West Plains Ladies Scissors, and at 7 o'clock, Ozark will play Bolivar. And then the finals will be held on Thursday, January 23rd. 4 o'clock will be the fifth-place game, I should say. At 5:30 will be the third-place game, and the championship will be at 7 o'clock at the Bolivar High School 32nd Annual Gary Keeling Lady Liberator Memorial Basketball Tournament at the Bolivar High School. So that will be next week. We'll have coverage for you from the tournament for the West Plains Lady Scissors. 34-21. Zizzer boys lead the Popper Bluff Mules here at the half. Coming up this Thursday night, the West Plains Lady Zizzers will be hosting the Rolla Lady Bulldogs here at the West Plains High School gym. That should be a pretty good ball game. Always is when these two teams get together, Rolla and West Plains. And then on Friday night, the Zizzer boys will be traveling to Ozark, Missouri to take on the Ozark Tigers. We'll have both of those games for you right here on the radio. It's the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show, and we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have your third quarter. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota of West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains,
Roger that.
J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GM of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
A message from Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, change to insurance plans? Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years by J.D. Power. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance Agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Everyone can use a little free, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy two adult buffets, get one free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest
going pizza, to you after this
YXL for just $10. Now that's a big deal, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
You're listening to West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Hope you enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. Time to start the third quarter of play with the Scissors leading 34-21 over Poplar Bluff. And the Scissors will get the basketball start the third quarter. Ethan Tuma with it. And Poplar Bluff in a man-to-man defense right now. Josiah Long up top to Clayton Robbins. Robbins right side to Long on the wing. And Long lost it out of bounds. It'll be Poplar Bluff basketball. Not the way the Zizzers wanted to start the second half. So, Poplar Bluff with the basketball. Hurd is in there. Edmondson up top to Williams now. And the three is no good. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Poplar Bluff basketball. Said it was off the Zizzers. Poplar Bluff will throw it in on the baseline. Edmondson will do the honors. And out of the no good, Robbins had it. And Durden took it away from him. And Sammy Durden hits the basket. He's got six. Zizzer lead is 11. Robbins across the timeline. Robbins on the left wing, trying to drive. He'll put the shot up. It won't fall, and Hurd with the rebound. Gives it up to Edmondson. Here comes Poplar Bluff. Edmondson in the lane. Durden is going to be blocked by Robbins, but they may get Jacob Moore for a foul. I thought Robbins had to clean block. Let's see what they say. And it is going to be Jacob Moore. That's his first foul, first team foul here in the third quarter for the Zizzers. Poplar Bluff will inbound on the baseline. Edmondson will throw it in. Hurd inside, and he lost the basketball. Durden picks it up, the loose ball. Turns around, puts it up, and in. Sammy Durden all of a sudden has 8 points in the ball game. It's a 9-point Zizzer lead. Jared Kraft on the reverse scores. Kraft has six. Here comes Edmondson. And a blocking foul on Jacob Moore as Moore and Edmondson collided. That'll be the second on Moore, second team foul on the Zizzers. And it'll be Poplar Bluff ball on the baseline. Aiden Judd's going to check in. And Moore will come into the ball game. Or Moore will come out. Judd will come in. Edmondson to throw it in on the baseline. Gets it to Durden, who will fire a three, and it's no good. Missed it badly. Robbins with the rebound. Tuma has the basketball. Gives it up to Long. Long kicks it out. Kraft on the baseline for three. In and out, no good. And Williams with the rebound. And now Edmondson will bring it across the timeline. Mules with the basketball. Zizzers leading by 11 with 6:12 to go in the third quarter. And right down the lane, it's Brendan Durden. Scores on the easy layup. And it's 36-27. Judd with the basketball. Gives it to Tuma up top. Tuma comes to the right side. Down in the right corner. Now back up top to Kraft. Kraft looking. He'll pull up, and that one's going to be blocked, but a foul is called on Poplar Bluff. Jared Kraft to go to the free throw line to shoot two. And it'll be Williams picking up his first foul of the ball game, first team foul on Poplar Bluff here in the third quarter. Jared Kraft to the free throw line to shoot two. And the first one's good. Kraft now with 7 points in the ball game. His lead is 10. Second free throw for Jared Kraft is no good. And it is Bumper Bluff with the rebound. Brendan Durden brings it up. Williams on the left wing in the lane. Loose basketball up ahead. Here comes Jared Kraft, and Kraft is going to get fouled by Edmondson. Jared Kraft going back to the free throw line to shoot two. And Edmondson, that's his second foul, second team foul. Jared Kraft at the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers. 5.5 to go, third quarter. First free throw from Kraft is good. Jared Kraft now with 8 points in the ball game. Williams is going to come out. Latham comes in for Poplar Bluff. Kraft's second free throw is good. So Kraft now with 9 points. His lead is 12. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Brendan Durden with the basketball. Goes to baseline. That's Sammy. And he missed it. And Aiden Judd with the rebound. Sammy Curtin was right under the basket and left it really short. Robbins gives it up to Judd. Now it's Long with the basketball on the right wing. Long at the free throw line. Judd trying to drive. He'll kick it out. Long will fire from the baseline. It's no good. And rebound comes down to Hurd. Judd knocks it away. Long with the basketball. Gives it to Kraft up top. Kraft coming down the lane. Dipsy-doo and in. Jared Kraft gives the Zizzers a 14-point lead with 4:40 to go here in the third quarter. Latham back to Edmondson on the left wing. Edmondson with a big old hop. Inside is Durden, and he missed it again. And Judd with the rebound. And things are getting physical in there. And finally, a foul is going to be called on Brendan Durden. And he can't understand why the foul was called on him. It's the third team foul on Brendan on Poplar Bluff. First foul on Brendan Durden. And now Sammy Durden comes out. And Williams comes back in. Full court pressure now by Poplar Bluff. Kraft with the basketball across the timeline. Goes to Tuma down the left corner. Back up top to Kraft now. 4:10 to go in the third quarter. And picked up, stolen away. Here comes Durden, and he missed the layup. Durden misses it. Judd with the rebound. Zizzers going the other way, Long with it. Robin, three out of the corner is good. Clayton Robin with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer. Edmondson right down the lane. Lost it, but got it back. Durden coming inside. This time it's a block, and they're going to call a foul. Don't really understand that one. Not a lot of contact right there. The foul's going to be on Tuma. No, it's going to be on Robin. That'll be Clayton Robbins' third foul of the ball game, third team foul. And at the free throw line is Brendan Durden, and he missed the first one. Jacob Moore will come in, and Josiah Long will come out for the Zizzers, and Brendan Durden's second free throw is coming up. And he makes that one. He's got 6 points in the ball game. The Zizzers have a 16-point lead. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Kraft with the basketball. Trying to come down the lane. Missed the layup. I think he was shocked he was that open after driving through all the traffic in the lane. Hurd with the basketball. Shot up and banks it off the glass and in. It's a 14-point lead for the Zizzers. Kraft will give it up to Tuma. Tuma across the timeline. We're coming up on 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Tuma kicks it out. Judd's going to fire a three this time. No good. Rebound comes down to Brendan Durden, and here comes Poplar Bluff, and they're pushing the basketball right down the lane, and Brendan scores. Clayton Robbins had to back off because he's got three fouls. Now it's all of a sudden a 12-point lead for the Zizzers. 2:45 to go here in the third quarter. And Clayton Robbins just picked up his fourth foul of the ball game. And Robbins is going to have to come out and sit for a long time. And Brendan Durden got him for the block. And what the official just walked by the Poplar Bluff bench and winked at him, the one that made the call. What is that? Edmondson hits a three. And all of a sudden, it's a nine-point lead for the Zizzers. It was 17. Kraft gets it to Long. Back to Kraft up top. Kraft. And now Jacob Moore picks up a foul on a screen. And that, folks, is the 15th foul on the Zizzers. And Poplar Bluff will get to shoot free throws for the rest of the quarter. Poplar Bluff wants a timeout. 2:14 to go in the third quarter. Zizzers lead it by nine. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Zizzers lead 44-35 over Poplar Bluff with 2:13 to go in the third quarter. Poplar Bluff with the basketball. Brendan Durden has it stolen by Kraft. Here comes Kraft, and he's going to score on the layup. And the Zizzers back up by 11. And Williams with the basketball up top. Zizzers are in a little bit of foul trouble. Hurd gives it up to Latham. Edmondson driving the baseline. Gives it back to Durden up top. Latham's going to fire the three. It's no good. And now we've got a foul. And I think finally they're going to get Brendan Durden underneath for the foul. No, they're going to get Markell Hurd, and that's his fourth. Fourth team foul on Poplar Bluff. So Briscoe comes in, and Brendan Durden comes out. Hurd comes out. And Zizzers with basketball. Minute 40 to go, third quarter. Zizzers up by 11. Long across the timeline. Loose basketball. Long's going to get it. Gives it back to Kraft now. Kraft will bring it across the timeline. There's a foul on Edmondson. He collides with Kraft, and now that's the 15th foul on Poplar Bluff. So the Zizzers will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the rest of the quarter. Jared Kraft will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And now we got a question over on the at the scorer's table. And now looks like we got everything squared away. And Kraft will shoot two for the Zizzers. And the first one is good for Jared Kraft. Kraft with 14 points in the ball game. Brendan Durden's going to check back in, and Briscoe will come out for Poplar Bluff. And Kraft will get ready to shoot his second free throw. And and it's no good. Durden with the rebound, gives it to the other Durden, and here comes Brendan across the timeline. Edmondson on the right side. Long three from Williams is no good. Durden inside with the rebound and puts it back in. That's Sammy Durden. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. It's a 10-point Zizzer League. Kraft across the timeline gets it to Long. Back to Kraft. Kraft will pull up for the jumper. It's no good, but there's a foul. Kraft gets hit, and that's Latham picks up the foul, his third. And Kraft will go to the free throw line. And they're going to say two shots. It wasn't a three-pointer he was shooting, so Kraft will shoot two. And the first one is no good. Rattled around, came out. Zizzers have a 10-point lead with 59 seconds to go, third quarter. Kraft makes the second free throw. And it's 11-point lead. And coming in now will be Thomas. And Latham will come out with those three fouls. 59 seconds to go, third quarter. Zizzers lead at 48-37 over the Poplar Bluff Mules. Brendan Durden gives it up to Williams on the left wing. Williams up top. That's Edmondson now with it. Edmondson gives it up to Brendan Durden, who will fire the three. It's no good. Jacob Moore with the rebound for the Zizzers. Tuma will bring it across the timeline. Gets it to Moore underneath. Back to Tuma, who will fire the three. That one's no good. Durden with the rebound. Up the floor. Edmondson with it on the left side. Edmondson. Now he'll drive the baseline. And there's a foul. It's going to be on Long. And Josiah Long. That's his third foul. So now Edmondson to the free throw line to shoot two with 23 seconds to go, third quarter. And he missed the first free throw. Zizzers lead it by 11 with 23 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw from Edmondson is good. So Edmondson now with 9 points in the ball game. Tuma with the basketball, 17 seconds to go, third quarter. Tuma with it on the right side, up top to Moore, gives it to Kraft, 10 seconds now. Kraft with the basketball. Kraft, he's going to drive, puts it up and scores, and he's fouled. Derek Kraft. And who's the foul going to go against? And that one's going to go against Brendan Durden. That's his second. Jared Kraft will shoot one for the Zizzers. Landon Montgomery is in the ballgame now for Josiah Long. 3 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Kraft missed the free throw. Williams with it. He'll have to launch it, and it is no good. 50-38. Zizzer boys lead Poplar Bluff at the end of three. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. The Zizzers lead Poplar Bluff Mules 50-38 here. As we start the fourth quarter of play, Poplar Bluff will get the basketball. Brendan Durden up top goes right side to Edmondson on the wing. Edmondson gives it up to Williams now. Williams up top. Right side is Edmondson. They'll give it to Durden. On the baseline, it's going to be knocked out by Long. It'll be Poplar Bluff basketball on the baseline. And now Latham comes back in, and Thomas will have a seat for the Mule. Zissers are in some foul trouble. Clayton Robbins has four in the ball game. He's on the bench. And as long as the West Plains keeps the lead, I think he'll stay on that bench for a while. And Durden misses the shot. Misses the putback, misses again, finally, Josiah Long, and the foul is going to go on Brendan Durden, and that will be his third. First team foul on Poplar Bluff here in the fourth quarter. Zizzer basketball with a 12-point lead and 7.5 to go in the ball game. Kraft will bring it up. Now Poplar Bluff wanting to try to trap the basketball. Moore gets it to Kraft. Kraft on the right side. Now Long back to Kraft on the right wing. Kraft will bring it up top. And the clock's not running. The clock is not running, folks. It's stuck on 7:31. And Moore is going to be fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. And the clock never ran. Foul is going to be on Edmondson. That's his fourth, second team foul here in the fourth quarter. And the officials have no idea. The clock never started. Moore misses the free throw. And Moore finally makes the second free throw. He's got seven in the ball game. Zizzers up by 13. Now the clock stops. It should be down around 7 minutes, not at 7:25. Edmondson for three. It's no good. And Latham pushes in the back. That's four on Latham. Third team foul on Poplar Bluff. And Clayton Robbins is coming back into the ball game now. So Long will come out. Robbins comes in with those four fouls. And he's going to have to not be very aggressive out there. Otherwise, they're going to foul him out. Tuma with the basketball. Tuma brings it up the floor across the timeline. Tuma kicks it out to Kraft. Kraft slid at the free throw line. Kept his dribble, though. Moore with it. Back to Kraft up top. 6:55 to go on the ball game. Zizzers up by 13. And Brendan Durden is leaning on Clayton Robbins pretty hard inside, folks. Kraft goes to Moore. Moore on the baseline, kicks it out. Tuma's going to fire a three. It's good. Ethan Tuma with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains out, Robbins there, three-pointer. And it's a 16-point lead for the Zizzers. Williams on the right side. Edmondson up top. Now Latham's going to fire a three. It's no good. Judd with the rebound. Robbins gives it up to Tuma. Tuma brings it across the timeline. Robbins down the lane. Missed, but he's fouled. Clayton Robbins going to free throw line to shoot two, and this may be on Brendan Durden. It is, and that's his fourth foul in the ball game, and that is the fourth team foul. On Poplar Bluff, one more, and the Zizzers will shoot free throws for the rest of the ball game. Clayton Robbins at the free throw line to shoot two. He's got 18 points in the game to lead the Zizzers. And he makes the first one. Give him 19. And now it's a 17-point lead again. Matches the biggest lead of the ball game for the Zizzers. And Brendan Durden's going to have to come out. And Hurd will come back in, so you swap one player with four fouls for another player with four fouls. Robbins misses the second one. Judd with the rebound. Robbins with the basketball inside, pulls up, misses the shot, Jacob Moore with the putback for the Zizzers. And now it's a 19-point lead for the Zizzers, their biggest of the ball game. Edmondson with it up top. Hurd on the left wing. Edmondson back up. He'll go at the free throw line inside the lane. Nowhere to go. Williams will fire from the wing. It's good for three. Williams now has 9 points in the ball game, and it's a 16-point lead for the Zizzers. 5.5 to go in the ball game. Tuma on the left side, driving down or all the way underneath. Up top, Judd's going to fire a three. It is no good. And Moore couldn't get the rebound as Durden pulls it down. Here comes Latham up the floor. Latham in the lane, and he hits Hurd right in the face with the basketball. Edmondson's going to drive and score. And Papa Bluff is going to attack Clayton Robbins because they know Robbins can't do anything with those four fouls. Tuma with the basketball. Back to Kraft up top. 4:55 to go in the game. Kraft gets it back. Tuma up top. Now Moore with the basketball. Judd gives it back to Kraft. Kraft on the left wing. It's a 14-point lead for the Zizzers. It was 19. Kraft on the left wing. 4.5 to go in the ball game. Robbins going to fire a three. That one is off. I could see it from here. Edmondson runs down the rebound. Here comes Poplar Bluff pushing the ball up the floor. And the blocking foul is going to be called on Jacob Moore. And that's four on Jacob Moore. That's the first team foul on the Zizzers this quarter. And Brendan Durden's going to check back in. Judd will come out. Josiah Long comes in. Latham out with Brendan Durden in. And it'll be Papa Bluff ball on the side. Williams going to fire a three from the wing. It's no good. Kraft with the rebound. And Edmonds just had both hands pushing Kraft in the back. They didn't call it. Zizzers with the basketball. Moore gets raked across the face. No call. Robbins and Robbins gets fouled on the shot. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two, and I think, it's going to be, that one's going to go against Sammy Durden. That's his first, and that's the 15th foul on Popper Bluff, and Robbins misses the free throw. So Zizzers will be shooting free throws for the rest of the ball game, which is 4:08. The bad news is they're not very good free throw shooting ball club as Robbins missed both of them. Here comes Hurd. Hurd up top. And it's almost stolen by Long. In the corner is Williams for three. It's good. And Dallas Williams is warming up from three. And Poplar Bluff wants a full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers,
how much time's
and
left?
Customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. The Zizzers have the basketball and an 11-point lead with 3:55 to go in the ball game. Robbins goes long to Kraft. Kraft with the basketball gives it up to Robbins, and Robbins threw it over the head of Long out of bounds. And, folks, the Zizzers are starting to come unglued here in the fourth quarter. And Poplar Bluff is catching fire here in the fourth quarter. A 19-point lead by the Zizzers is down to 11. Latham with the basketball. Up top to Williams. Williams looking to shoot a three. Now Latham. Edmondson in the lane. Now they go underneath, and Hurd scores. Easy basket, and now it's a 9-point lead for the Zizzers. 3:20 to go in the ball game. Tuma with the basketball. Gets it to Moore. Moore, and Moore's going to be fouled, and Latham just fouled out of the ball game, folks. Latham fouls out, and coming in will be Sammy Durden. And Jacob Moore will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers. 3:17 to go in the ball game. It's a 9-point lead for the Zizzers. It was 19. Jacob Moore will shoot two. First one is good. Jacob Moore now with 10 points in the ball game. The lead is back up to 10. Here comes the second free throw. And he missed that one. 10-point lead, 3:15 to go in the ball game. Zizzers on top. Popper Bluff with the basketball. Hurd up top. Hurd pulls up for a short jumper. It is good as it bounces around and goes in. Hurd got 9. It's an 8-point lead for the Zizzers. Robbins across the timeline. Robbins gives it up to Long. Long will drive. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Durden. Here come the Mules. Edmondson on the left wing. And he just traveled with a basketball. No call. Officials over there giving the double dribble sign. And Durden underneath again. He's going to get fouled. Durden's going to the free throw line to shoot two. And I don't understand some of this right now. And that is foul number 5 on Clayton Robbins. Robbins is going to foul out with 19 points in the ball game. And at the free throw line is Brendan Durden shooting 2. And he missed the first one. It's an 8-point Zizzer lead with 2.5 to go in a ball game. Williams is going to come out, and Johnson comes in for Poplar Bluff. Poplar Bluff may resort to start fouling because Zizzers are not a good free throw shooting ball club. And Durden hits the second one. He's got 9 in the ball game. It's a 7-point lead now. Kraft with the basketball. Brings it across the timeline. Judge. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball on the side by the bench, by the Zizzer bench. 2:26 to go. Zizzer's up by 7. They did lead by 19, folks. Kraft across the timeline. Moore with it now on the left wing. Jacob Moore up top to Judd. Tuma with the basketball. Now Moore. Long with the basketball. Judd with it. On the left wing. 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by 7. Kraft with the basketball. Gets it to Long. And Long has it ripped away. And then Long fouls. That'll be his 4th. But there were 3 fouls committed by Poplar Bluff right there that were not called, folks. And Coach Miller is at half court. He is talking with the official. Here comes Edmondson. Williams on the right wing. Edmondson up top for Poplar Bluff. He'll give it up. Durden. And Durden's going to get fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot 2. And I believe Aiden Judd just picked up the foul. Aiden Judd, that's his 1st foul. That's the 4th team foul. And so at the free throw line will be Brendan Durden to shoot 2 with a minute 47 to go, and the Zizzers up by 7. Hopper Bluff at the free throw line, and Durden hits the 1st one. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. Williams comes out. Johnson back in. And Hopper Bluff coach is going offense for defense now. Brendan Durden's second free throw is up, and it's good. And just like that, he'll sit down. Thomas comes in. It's a 5-point Zizzer lead with a minute 47 to go in the game. Full court pressure now by Poplar Bluff. Kraft with the basketball to Tuma. Tuma back to Kraft. Kraft will get it across the timeline to Long. Judd with it. Up top to Kraft. Zizzers need to run some time here, basically, and see if they can't squeak out of here with a win. Judd on the right wing over to Tuma. Now they go to Long. Judd underneath, and he's going to kick it back out to Moore. Moore with the basketball. Long underneath and scores. Josiah Long. He's got six in the ball game. 7-point lead. Zizzers with a minute seven to go in the ball game. Edmondson with it. He'll give it up. He'll come down the corner. Hurd will fire a three. That's off the top of the backboard. It'll be Zizzer basketball. 59 seconds to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by seven. And Kraft will throw it in, gets it to Tuma. Tuma goes over to Kraft, and now there's a foul. And Edmondson just fouled out of the ball game, folks, if that's on him. And it is. Edmondson just fouled out of the ball game. So he fouls out with 11 points. Jared Kraft will go to the free throw line to shoot two with 54 seconds to go in the ball game. The Zizzers lead it by seven. Kraft will shoot two. And he missed the first free throw. I'm telling you, folks, Zizzer boys are terrible free throw shooters, especially late in the ball game. Kraft hits the second free throw. He's got 18 points in the ball game. And timeout is called. 54 seconds to go in the game. Zizzer's up 61-53. And we are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers.
It's Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Folks, let me tell you just how physical this ball game has been. Poplar Bluff has been called for 22 fouls in this ball game. The Zizzers have been called for 17, and that's not even a thimbleful of how many have been committed in this ball game. Poplar Bluff with the basketball. They trail by 8 with 51 seconds now. And now a blocking foul on Aiden Judd. That's Judd's second. That's the fifth team foul. So now Poplar Bluff gets to shoot free throws. And it's Brendan Durden back to the free throw line. He's got 11 points in the ball game. And he's hit 5 free throws here tonight in the ball game. And he missed the first one. 48 seconds to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by 8. Brendan Durden for Poplar Bluff with his second free throw. And it's good. So he's got 12. He comes out of the ball game. And it is a 8-point ball game, I believe. And a foul immediately. And Josiah Long will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And that one's on Williams. That's only Williams' second foul here in the ball game. Josiah Long will shoot two with 48 seconds to go. And the Zizzers up by 7. Josiah Long at the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers, trying to get their 6th win of the season. And Josiah hits the first one. He's now got seven in the ball game. It's an eight-point lead. Brendan Durden comes back in, and Thomas out for Poplar Bluff. And long second free throw coming up. And that one's good. Zizzers up by nine, 45 seconds. Williams on the right wing. Back to Durden on the right wing. Durden in the corner. Shot no good. Long with the rebound. Long with the basketball. Gives it over to Tuma. Back up to Judd now across the timeline. And Judd got hit in the face just now. And finally a foul is called. Aiden Judd's going to the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers. 26 seconds to go in the ball game. That's the first foul on Johnson. And Judd's first free throw is good. So Aiden Judd makes it a 10-point lead with 26 seconds to go. Second free throw for Judd is no good, and he gets the rebound. Gets his own rebound. Kraft with the basketball up top. Now Moore, and Moore is going to be fouled now. And Hurd is going to foul out of the ball game. That's foul number five on Hurd. So he's out after scoring 9 points in the ball game. Poplar Bluff has committed 10 fouls here in the fourth quarter alone. They committed 7 fouls in the third quarter. Jacob Moore to the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers. And he missed the first one. Zizzers are up by 10 with 18 seconds to go in the ball game. It's not over till it's over. And Jacob Moore hits the second free throw. And now here comes Durden. And a long three is good. Long three is good that time by Faulkner. And now Josiah Long going back to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul is on Poplar Bluff with 6 seconds to go. And that one is going to be on Johnson, his second. And the Zizzers are going to pick up their sixth win of the season and go 6-7. Poplar Bluff will drop to 7-7 after tonight. Josiah Long shooting two for the Zizzers. And he makes the first one. Josiah now has 9 points in the ball game. Second free throw coming up. And it's good. The Zizzers lead it by 10. Faulkner, and that one is stuck. 1 second to go. Well, they're going to give them 3 seconds here for the Zizzers to inbound. Stay tuned. The Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic postgame show is coming up in 2.3 seconds. Long will throw it in for the Zizzers. Gives it to Kraft, and that's your ball game. 67-57. Zizzer boys win it over Poplar Bluff. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic postgame show. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry. We're here for every athlete in the
Ozarks. How many you want me to play?
With 7 dedicated providers, we've got
sounds good.
Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
From FDIC.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks.
and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Moe, it's where we are. Taylor Group, our Chevrolet in West Plains.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
Now, hey. More West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. And the West Plains Scissor Boys defeat the Poplar Bluff Mules in varsity boys action by the score of 67-57. For the Scissor Boys, they were led by Clayton Robbins with 19 points before he fouled out of the ball game. Jared Kraft had 18 points. Jacob Moore with 11, and Josiah Long had 10. Ethan Tuma with 6, and Aiden Judd with 3. For Poplar Bluff, they were led by Dallas Williams and Brendan Durden, both with 12 points apiece, 11 for Edmondson, 10 for Sammy Durden, 9 for Hurd, and 3 for Faulkner. The Zizzers led it 20-7 at the end of one. They led 34-21 at the half. They led 50-38 at the end of three, and they win at 67-57. In this ball game, 26 fouls committed by Poplar Bluff, 18 by the Zizzers in this ball club. All in this ball game. Zizzers made 6 3-pointers. Poplar Bluff made 6 3-pointers, but the Zizzers hit some key free throws coming down the stretch there. As a matter of fact, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Zizzers made 10 free throws in the fourth quarter. They missed several free throws in the fourth quarter, but they were able to make 10, and that's how they won the ball game, 67-57. Freshman game, it was Poplar Bluff winning 47-33. JV contest, Poplar Bluff wins at 41-30. And the Zizzer varsity wins 67-57. Coming up in 30 seconds, we'll have your Ozark Self-Care Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Player of the Game. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozark Self-Care Orthopedic, Spine, and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarkSelfCare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. 67-57, Zizzer Boys defeat Poplar Bluff. And it's time now for the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Player of the Game. And, well, let's just face it, folks. We'll give it to the whole Zizzer team because it was a group effort here tonight to beat Poplar Bluff 67-57. So all the varsity Zizzers, they will get the honors of Players of the Game. Coming up this Thursday, West Plains Lady Zizzers will host the Rolla Lady Bulldogs. And the freshman game will start at 4:30. We'll have the varsity game for you Thursday night right here at West Plains High School Gym. And then on Friday night, the West Plains Zizzer Boys will travel to Ozark. The freshman game at 4:30 with JV and varsity to follow. We'll have that varsity game for you Friday night from Ozark for the West Plains Zizzer Boys. Hope you've enjoyed Zizzer Boys basketball on 100.9 The Train. I'm Ramblin' Rick.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota of West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeld and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, and Direckman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GM of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty,